Radio.
Yesterday, we celebrated the fourth Sunday of Lent, and so we're kind of now just over halfway through Lent. And while I was in the parish yesterday doing masses, people kept coming up to me saying, "Oh, we're only halfway through Lent, and I'm starting to get craving chocolate, craving gelato," and I'm very sympathetic to all those cravings. And it occurred to me that people's Lenten observances are starting to wane. And if you think about it, we all start gung-ho on Ash Wednesday, but by week four of Lent, it all becomes a little bit more difficult for us. Well, I think part of the problem is that sometimes we forget that Lent is a serious season. It's a time to take a long, hard look at our sins and to resolve to set them aside. It's a time for the discipline of prayer, for sacrifice, and for generosity, for almsgiving, helping others. Yet that's all very well and true, but Lent might be serious, but it doesn't mean that it has to be a gloomy time. And looking at some of the faces on some of the parishioners yesterday in the parish, they really seemed a little bit gloomy for Lent. And yesterday was Laetare Sunday, which is Rejoice Sunday. So it was kind of a bit interesting to watch them. The purpose of Lent isn't about punishing ourselves and denying ourselves lots of things. The purpose of Lent is to get ready to celebrate Easter as fully as possible, particularly in the company of those catechumenates who are preparing for baptism. The only reason to die to our failings is so that we can enter into the victory and gladness of Jesus' resurrection. And that's what Lent is all about. Perhaps the best way to sum it up is to look at the scriptures and Hebrews. In the letter to the Hebrews, it says, "For the sake of that joy that lay before him, he endured his cross." We pray more so that we can be more fully united with Jesus, who loves us completely. We let go of lesser things so that we can be open and open our hands to receive the abundant gifts and eternal life that he offers each one of us. The prophet in our first reading this afternoon reminds us that God is doing something new. He is creating new heavens and a new earth. In fact, God is already rejoicing in the work he is doing, in the transformation he is working in each one of us. What's more, he's inviting us to rejoice with him, to shout for joy, because we too can be transformed by his grace, his power, and his love. Perhaps our Lent is feeling a little bit heavy now. It's hard to keep up with all those good intentions, and I'll be the first to admit. We may feel that we're not making enough headway against our ingrained habits that we're trying to kick this Lent. Maybe the people we're trying to reach out to or serve don't seem to appreciate our efforts or what we're doing. And often when this happens, it's hard to think that God is at work in us and working around us. But my advice today is to lift your heads and look up. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us, lighten us, and keep the glorious goal of Lent in mind, the ultimate goal, the resurrection. Failure and disappointment do not have the last word, because as we know, Easter is coming. Spirit of God, help us keep our eyes on the joy you have set before us. Amen.
Radio.org.au